Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. My website on campus is weather.utexas.edu. It's Thursday. It's the sixth day of October 2022. Folks, we look at the weather pattern over the next 7 days. There is not a whole heck of a lot of change. The upper-level wind pattern hasn't changed that much. As a result, our temperatures continue to be well above seasonal averages. At Camp Mabry, still getting up to or beyond the 90-degree mark each day. I think, it has to sooner or later give that up. But it looks like for the time being, at least through much of the next 6 to 7 day forecast period, we're still going to see highs pretty close to 90, especially at weather stations like Camp Mabry, which is more of an urban heat island site, more in the middle of the city, compared to Austin-Bergstrom International Airport. So what do I see in the next couple of days? There will actually be a weak cold front tomorrow. The upper air pattern does shift a little bit and allows a series of fronts. The first one, very, very weak. It's out over West Texas and back into Oklahoma. It'll allow that front to come south. And then there's another little secondary surge of cooler air behind that. And we'll actually see a bit of a wind shift tomorrow into tomorrow night and early on Saturday. There'll be some clouds with that, but mainly related to some Pacific moisture from across the Pacific, back across northern Mexico, mainly mid and high-level moisture. So could see a few clouds, but nothing more than that as that wind shift goes through. Will we see temperatures cool off that much? Not really, because this air is mainly just drier. I think our overnight lows will continue to be, may cool down a couple of degrees over the weekend, but daytime highs are going to rebound quite nicely. Once we get, I think, into late Sunday into Monday, those fronts, which will be to our southeast, will weaken and come back northwest as a warm front. And folks, for the first time in a while, and this is fingers crossed, of course, I see a pretty good return of low-level moisture to the area from the Gulf of Mexico beginning late in the weekend, first part of next week. And that's going to continue for a couple of days. I think by Tuesday night, Wednesday of next week, we'll actually see the return of more morning low clouds, morning and late night low clouds across the area. And that, of course, is evidence of that moisture return. And more importantly, basically what appears to be a pattern change coming, the upper level winds realigning themselves as a trough or line of upper level low pressure from the plains into the Rockies, moves eastward by the middle and latter part of next week, and moves into the eastern part of the U.S. Folks, that's going to allow the upper level winds over Texas to pick up from the north just a bit, and I see a stronger cold front into the area. I think of the I-35 corridor just beyond the 7 day forecast period next Thursday, probably in the afternoon hours. And if we can time it out with instability and the expected moisture in place, maybe the chance of a shower or thunderstorm as that front comes through. So going to watch that all pretty carefully. It's pretty far out there, still 7 days out, but at least this is the first sign of a pretty significant weather change, one that's more indicative, if you will, of fall than summer for Austin and for South Central Texas. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, sixth day of October 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts as well as a 7 day forecast. That's on the website. I'll do that tomorrow morning on Friday morning. Have yourself a good Thursday.